brought to you by Penguin.
Close to Death by Anthony Horowitz, read by Rory Kinnear. Part 1. Riverview Close. Chapter 1. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, that strange interval between night and morning when both seemed to be fighting each other for control of the day ahead. Riverview Close was perfectly silent, nothing moving, not a single light showing behind any of the windows, which was exactly how Adam Strauss liked it. He could imagine the entire world hanging in outer space, undecided, catching its breath, while the mechanism of the universe ticked slowly round, preparing for the business of the next 24 hours, the start of another week. He alone was awake. Even the birds hadn't begun their infernal dawn chorus, and the road, invisible on the other side of the brick wall that enclosed his garden, was delightfully empty of traffic. It had been 2 hours since he had climbed out of bed and dressed himself in the smoking jacket, crisp white shirt and bow tie that his wife had left out for him. In the world he inhabited, what he chose to wear was not just a choice, it was a strategy, and it made no difference if, as now, his audience was unable to see him. He could see himself, and, more importantly, his self-image, carefully created over several decades. His one deviation was the velvet slippers he had put on at the last minute, leaving the freshly polished shoes by the door. Slippers would be more comfortable, and they were quieter, ensuring that Terry wouldn't be woken up as he made his way downstairs. He was sitting alone in the long room that occupied almost the entire ground floor of the stables, an open-plan kitchen at one end and a library television area with its comfortable arrangement of sofas and chairs at the other. His seat was on casters, allowing him to slide up and down, alongside the 18th-century oak refectory table that had been rescued from a French monastery and which could easily have seated a dozen frères. The table drew a straight line from one end of the room to the other. 6 laptop computers had been placed side by side on the wooden surface, and, apart from a single lamp in one corner, the only illumination in the room came from the glow of their screens. They sat in a sprawl of wires with an extension lead and plug connecting each one to the mains. The laptops could easily have operated on their own batteries for the required 4 hours, but Adam would have been aware of the power running down, of the battery symbols at the top of the screens diminishing, and even the faintest concern that one of them might blink out would have been enough to put him off his stride. He needed total focus. Everything had to be exactly right. Adam Strauss, a grandmaster, had already played 22 games of simultaneous chess, connected over the internet to clubs in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and Palm Springs. There were 2 sessions. He was well into the second, with 24 games, 4 to a screen, in front of him. The tournament had begun at 6 o'clock in the evening Californian time, which was why he'd had to get up so early and continue through the night. In fact, it made little difference to him. Whether he was involved in a single game or a tournament, when he was playing chess, he might as well have been on the moon. He wouldn't even notice the lack of gravity or air. Adam had won all 22 games in the first round and, so far, had seen off 17 of his opponents in the second, although he had been pleasantly surprised by the abilities of these American amateurs. One of them, a man called Frank, no surnames were being used, had managed to shatter his kingside pawn structure, and he'd been lucky to engineer a passed pawn for the endgame. Moving now to the next screen, he saw that Frank had pulled back a bishop, only making his position worse. Surely he could see that there were 5 moves to mate against any defence. The other contests were also drawing to a close, and, at the current rate of play, he calculated that in 18 minutes it would all be over. Theoretically, it didn't matter if he lost or drew, the fee he was being paid would stay the same, but Adam had decided that he wanted to make a clean sweep. 46 games, 46 wins. However well they had played, these people were amateurs. They should have expected nothing less. He advanced a rook on one screen, leaving it en prise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?